Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding. Yes, I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning to lean. Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene, and all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart that's
pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning to read. Every day I'm
learning
to
read
on Jesus. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle, and I thank you so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Patrick Medlock will be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. We appreciate each and every one of you for your willingness to come and participate in this particular devotional. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do every single day. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for also not only providing the opportunity to do this, but also for your willingness to support me and also to substitute for me when I'm not available. I wasn't able to do it last week because it just wasn't practical to try to get up at 4 a.m., even though I was kind of up a little bit. But I'm not sure that I would have been too coherent at 4 a.m. Specific time to actually do a Gratitude Tuesday. So I decided to kind of stay away from that, being in California. And thank you for those of you who prayed for me, for traveling grace for Pamela and I. This is our annual anniversary trip. So, again, thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for the information that you provided on that Tuesday. And thank everybody else, those that are on the Blog Talk side, as well as those that are also on the Facebook side. We are appreciative, each and every one of you, for your diligence, for your willingness to be a part of this. And again, we just are going to give God all the glory and the honor. Today is, I'm really considering something of a special day, because today is the 100th episode of Gratitude Tuesday. We've done exactly 100 of these based on my count. And again, please charge it to my head and not to my heart if for whatever reason are not, if it's actually been more or less than that, but my account actually says it's been 100. And so that's fantastic. And yeah, thank you. Danielle is telling me happy anniversary. And I did see that her anniversary is the same as mine on March the 10th. We are at year 34 now. So we're really, really excited. I'm really, really excited that Pamela has decided yet again not to actually, change the locks on the door. Every day is a trial period, so we're going to continue to work on that. So I have a question out here, and I'm hoping that you guys can see it. The question is, what is your favorite Gratitude Tuesday episode? What is your favorite Gratitude Tuesday episode? And you may not remember the title, but maybe you might remember the takeaway from it. What is your favorite Gratitude Tuesday episode? Danielle, do you remember? You remember, like, you go back all the way back when I was only doing it once a month. And so it wasn't a Gratitude Tuesday thing. You obviously were there when we started Gratitude Tuesday. Or do any of these stand out for you at all, Gratitude Tuesdays that we've done? I mean, I did post on Facebook the very first one where I asked you who's on your Mount Rushmore. And so various ones of you back then were able to say, who are the people who have meant the most to you. But Is there any one that stands out in particular, Danielle? Do you want to push one and or do whatever you need to do to get on mic and share?
Well, that was one of mine, and I think on that particular recording I talked about my best friend who introduced me to the church. But then also there was one where you talked about accountability and being accountable for the decisions that we make and the impact that they have on others, regardless of the message we were trying to portray, but more so about the way that it was perceived to the person okay. that we were communicating with and how that impact on our spirituality and the way that God intended for us to be. So that was one of my favorites.
Sure. Okay. I appreciate that. I'm not sure. Are others of you inclined? I do have the question that Glenda has responded to. And Glenda is saying, hey, all of them. Well, have you heard? I'm not sure. Have you heard all of them, Glenda? I'm not sure that you go back 2 years, do you, with me? Maybe I just didn't notice you. But, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you liked all of them or just liked the concept of Gratitude Tuesday. Let me remind you that we started it by basically saying, you know, there was always that axiom that's, or the axiom that was out there that's like, you have more to be thankful for than you mm-hmm. have to complain about. So because of that, we said, hey, let's just start just maybe even making that the emphasis of this devotional. And that doesn't mean that we've always strictly made gratitude the central theme of every single thing that we have talked about during Gratitude Tuesday. We've had some series in there, in particular from 2022. Was 2023, where we talked about the concept of murder, of capital punishment, but the mass murders. And so we were just thankful for the word in giving us insight. And, you know, we, unfortunately, at the beginning of last year, with things that had happened, including what ended up happening in Michigan State, which happened in the middle of the series, we started seeing all those mass shootings. And, you know, so I'll just say that it's not always just gratitude, right? Sometimes it's grateful for this truth that I may have revealed on a particular subject. So Priscilla is saying, I too enjoy every week. Jackie McMillan is saying, I don't remember a particular one, but I love the gratitude theme, reminded of how good God is all the time, which is really what it's all about. And I challenged you to also possibly share some things so what your 100 list of grateful things are. Terry is saying the lesson on Psalms. That was good information. Definitely, I appreciate that. So I'm not sure, you know, what has come out of that. But you know, if you have some things that you did, maybe you did the list, maybe you can share some of those things. I know, you know, for me, you know, I'm thinking about my wife in particular. She's really, really a gem. And I appreciate her every single day. I definitely appreciate the ladies of Gateway as I plugged into them here. I mean, we got some tremendous ladies, some tremendous workers, some tremendous characters, different personalities that just do a tremendous, tremendous job. But then I also think about the ladies that I encountered in Tallahassee. That they've had some tremendous zeal and, you know, just to get things done and just are faithful and dedicated to God. I mean, if I go back to the ladies of Franklin Road and the ladies of Northwest and the ladies of Redford, I mean, ladies just everywhere in all the places where we served either as a youth minister or as the main minister or as an associate, that ladies are really what drive things within the churches. But then, you know, you got some solid men in those congregations too, at Franklin Road and Redford and Northwest and Spring Hill Road, and now at Tallahassee. Thankful for the fact that God has blessed me to be able to build a gym, to be able to combat the diabetes that I'm doing. Grateful that I have a daughter who is mannerable and has good character. Thankful for you know, the for Christ and his sacrifice. Thankful for the church. All of those are things that, you know, I know are part of the list that I have. And just know that you probably will have yours as well. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, whether you did your list or not, because our time is coming to a close, even if whether you're sharing it here, whether you're not inclined to share it, I'm hoping that, number one, you continue to listen to Gratitude Tuesday, if that's been your manner. I would even encourage you to continue to call the telephone number that exists for the show, and to make sure that you are plugged into that and in tune to that. I think that starts with 319-527-6203 is the number that I use to call in. Feel free to call in to those on other days, on Monday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, and be blessed by what these other individuals have to say as well. And just know that the Bible will continue to support the idea of gratitude. And you heard me quote it. In particular, I've gone to passages like of Galatians 3, and really emphasize the fact that from verses, I think, 15, 16, and 17, the attitude of gratitude is expressed in different ways with a similar Greek word for a thankfulness or a thanksgiving or being thankful in three straight verses. And so the idea of that really helps us to understand and to know that we should be thankful. And so I'm thankful that God has allowed me to make it to 100 episodes. And who knows, the Lord may allow me, if not only he gives me the health and strength, but also the inclination to do a 100 more. I'm not sure if there are any specific prayer requests that people have on the Facebook side. It appears that no one is chopping at the bit to share on the Blog Talk side. So as I check real quick to see if there aren't here, if there are any prayer requests this morning, I don't see any specific requests. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, just allow us to be able to continue to be thankful, continue to have the inclination and the wherewithal to understand and know that you indeed continue to bestow grace upon us, to continue to bestow honor and glory through the sacrifice of your dear Son. And it is in the mighty name of Jesus that I call upon you to please bless every single one that is now listening at the sound of my voice. Not only those that are listening live, but also those that may be accessing this particular video via the archive, those that may be going to www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture and listening to the audio of it. And Father, just allow it so that they can receive, as we like to say, a blessing because of their listening to the reading of the word or the declaring of your sovereignty as we express our gratitude. Father, just thank you for our making of our list. And Father, just allow us to be able to continue to have an attitude of gratitude and continue to allow iron to sharpen iron as we support one another, as we assist one another, as we love one another. Father, bless us with the things that we stand in need of the most and continue to allow us the opportunity with a clean canvas of today to give you glory and honor. Because whether we're still in our slippers, whether we're at the corner of our cubicles or offices, or whether we're in our cars, Father, we know that our assignment is for us to basically make this a fantastic and a great day. Father, just continue to bless us, continue to keep us, because we're continuing to give you the glory and the honor in our own feeble way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.